Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Eaglebot's 4-H robotics team members, Tyler Alderton, Eli Conrad, Sawyer Ho, Andrew Kaufman, and Isabel Kruger, and mentor Jim Pitcher for National 4-H Week.
Have you been in the club since its inception, or did you guys kind of all come into it after it already started?
I've been here 3 years.
Had you already been in 4-H prior to this?
No, we used to be with Kirkwood. This is the first year we're with 4-H.
I did a summer camp at Kirkwood, and then I heard about this, so started doing it.
This is my first year doing it, and I've just heard about it here and there and thought it might be fun to try.
This is also my first year, and I went to a STEM camp in Chicago, and I screwed around with robots there, so I thought it'd be fun just to try this, because I actually competed against other people, and I've been in 4-H, so, yeah.
Well, I was first introduced to it, I guess, through 4-H, really, because I love messing with robots and building things as a kid, and I thought it'd be fun to try something and go to the next level, I guess, and I heard about 4-H and about STEM and how they wanted to do it in the future, and then I remembered Eaglebots, so I thought might as well join it.
Well, that obviously explains the name Eaglebots, where that came from, being that Kirkwood mascot.
Right, it comes from the Kirkwood Eagles, that's correct. So Hyland was in our Project Lead the Way course, and so one of the students there encouraged us to start a team. So we were able to start a team at Kirkwood. So we were there for 2 years at Kirkwood, and then we had a lot of younger kids, the seventh graders, and Kirkwood required us to have them to be students taking classes. So we were then kind of, okay, where do we go now? Fortunately, the parents, from Tyler's parents and such, were able to say, hey, what about 4-H? And so 4-H has become a very good fit for us. They promoted our team and even coordinated getting our present space here at Green Arrow Buildings. So it's been a good experience for the fourth year that we're doing robotics.
How often do you meet, and you know, how do you spend these meetings?
There are certain positions, so for some people they build, for some people they code. I mean, me and Kelly tend to do like business side of some things, and then once coding season arrives, then I usually code with other people. So it's usually just about which position people are a part of.
And are you guys preparing for any competitions yet this year?
We're with First Tech Challenge. And First Tech Challenge provides us a game every season. With that, we are now preparing the team to compete, and we should start around the first weeks of November. It hasn't been totally set yet. We do have, you know, a goal, and as Isabel said, they do an engineering part. There's the, with the engineering, of course, they have the software with the computers, and then we'll build up and we'll play it on our test field here and compete, and as we compete, we find out, well, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do that, so we're continually improving our robot. Mm-hmm. So that's the exciting part about this. It's a true engineering project, and these kids are not students. They're team members, and so they're a part of a project, and that has the business side as well as the engineering side. And we have to go out and raise funds to build the robot, which costs somewhere between $1,000 to $1,200 to build the robot. So there is an expense that's involved with it. And the kids have been very good about helping promote as well as get the funds we need so that we can function. And we're in that season right now where we're contacting our previous sponsors and any new sponsors we can get hold of so that they would hopefully they'd come to support us.
For technically being like a 4-H club, are there any sort of aspects of that, you know, requirements that the members here have to fulfill?
So overall, every 4-H group at least has to have one official 4-H meeting a month. Otherwise, you can go and have fun. Like some groups have done travels where they go to fun things during October, winter, and stuff like that, Christmas parties. For us, we have our one official event, and then we work on robotics and stuff like that for the rest of the week. And we keep doing that for every month, and it's very simple. It's just taking time, making sure everyone's there kind of thing, recording who's there, what you went over for that day, and what you vote on or something like that. And that's really it.
Wrapping things up, if you want to share what you enjoy most out of being on the team or what you kind of are building to, what you want to achieve this year.
I think all of our goals are try to get to state. I mean, it's a pretty fun thing when we got. I've been to state once, so has Sawyer, correct? And it was a lot of fun, and I think that's our whole goal, is to get there with our robot and our mentors.
Yeah, like she said, our goal is to get to state, so exactly. It was fun when we went, so.
My goal is probably to, like, learn what kind of goes on and learn how to code a little better is what my goal would be. Not necessarily get to state, but more have fun.
Like they said, try to make it to state, even though I've never been there, because it's my first year, and just learning, like, what to do.
My goal would have to be to learn about our new members, maybe create a new friend if I can along the way, and do and improve more compared to last year since we were limited. I hope we can do better and meet new teams and have a great time compared to last year where it was limited.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Eagle Bonds 4-H Robotics Team members Tyler Alderton, Eli Conrad, Sawyer Ho, Andrew Kaufman, and Isabel Kruger, and mentor Jim Pitcher for National 4-H Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.